I'm David Welna in Washington. As John Kerry flew here this morning from a campaign stop in West Virginia, reporters on the plane told him the vice president's prepared remarks for today were a sharp attack on his past positions on Iraq. "Let's have the argument," Kerry responded, and added, "Bring it on." Kerry delivered a speech of his own at George Washington University before the vice president spoke, flanked by former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General John Shalikashvili and Clinton administration Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. Kerry slammed the president's biggest foreign policy undertaking.
"We're still bogged down in Iraq, and the administration stubbornly holds to failed unilateral policies that drive potential, significant, important, long-standing allies away from us."
Kerry did, in fact, vote for the Iraq War resolution, but today he strongly suggested he'd been hoodwinked by the Bush administration.
"We were misled about weapons of mass destruction. We were misled in very specific terms about the evidence that we were showed within those briefings to the Congress of the United States. And we are misled now, when the costs of Iraq are not even counted in the president's budget."
But Kerry did not say the U.S. should pull out. He said that having gone to war, the U.S. has an enormous responsibility and national interest to achieve a stable and peaceful Iraq.
"To leave too soon would leave behind a failed state that inevitably would become a haven for terrorists, an instable state which would create its own set of problems for the Middle East itself, a problem for the region, and a dangerous setback in the war against terror."
At that point, Kerry departed from his prepared speech to regret the new Spanish prime minister's promise to pull 1,300 Spanish troops out of Iraq following last week's train bombings in Spain.
"They cannot become the reason to leave. And I call on Prime Minister Zapatero to reconsider his decision and to send a message that terrorists cannot win by their acts of terror."
And just as his political idol John F. Kennedy ran for the White House 44 years ago, saying Republicans were, if anything, too weak on defense, Kerry today belittled President Bush's campaign promise in the year 2000 that, quote, "help is on the way for the armed forces." Kerry said today that the military is still waiting for help.
"We are weaker today militarily in some respects than we ought to be, but this administration stubbornly refuses to admit it. Soldiers in Iraq are paying the price every single day because our forces are spread too thin."
Kerry proposed expanding troop strength by 40,000 soldiers to ease the strain on what he called an overextended military. He pledged to push for a military family bill of rights to provide better care for the spouses and children of service members. And he presented himself as a seasoned war veteran who's ready for more battles. But Kerry also stressed that he would make sure the U.S. acted in concert with more allies who could share the burden in future conflicts. David Welna, NPR News, Washington.